This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. One of the main points of contention over the Farm Bill is the disagreement over the dairy policy, but that disagreement doesn't simply exist between lawmakers. The dairy industry isn't in agreement on the best way forward either. One idea was first developed at Ohio State University. It would retain the expired milk income lost contract program for the 2008 Farm Bill as an option. Some say the proposal looks doable on the political and funding levels, even though the compromise has been scored as costing more than the Senate Farm Bill. But National Milk Producers Federation spokesman Chris Galen says his group believes the Senate-passed Dairy Security Act is the only dairy proposal that will provide an effective safety net for all U.S. dairy farmers while also protecting taxpayers from the possibility of excessive program costs. In addition to costing more than the Senate proposal, Galen says continuing milk would not adequately protect farmers from risk. He says the main reason is that neither standalone margin insurance nor the milk and honey OSU plan addresses the underlying problem of market imbalances that lead to catastrophically low milk prices. Galen says market stabilization is needed to correct the market imbalances that periodically occur in the dairy industry. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration published a notice allowing states to extend the deadline for medical certification for CDL drivers to January 30, 2015. However, Illinois has opted not to extend the deadline. All CDL drivers in Illinois must provide their medical certificate and designate their driver type by this January 30, 2014, or risk losing their CDL privileges to their driver's license. Over 90% of Illinois CDL holders have provided their medical information to the Secretary of State office as of today. Coming up at the end of the month is the Midwest Truckers Association Convention and Truck and Trailer Show. The festivities start January 31st at the Civic Center in Peoria. I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about the upcoming event.
Yeah, we have the Midwest Truckers Convention and the Midwest Truck and Trailer Show. Starts 2 weeks from Friday, January 31st, at the Peoria Civic Center in Peoria and at the Pierre Marquette Hotel. The event actually starts the day before on the 30th, but the real meat and potatoes, meaning the truck show, truck and trailer show, are all day Thursday and all day Friday. Things are going great. I mean, we still have a couple of small booth space left, but the big displays are all booked. Lots of equipment coming in. I mean, we've, you know, trucks, trailers, different types of equipment, supplies. And this isn't just for the trucking industry. This is for anyone who owns and operates a truck. I mean, there's dump trucks there. There's, you know, semis. There's utility trucks. There's parts and supplies for utility trucks and for the business that operates trucks in their operation. So, in other words, you know, if you've got a construction company, you've got, you know, your ready-mix plant, garbage truck, what have you, if you operate those kind of trucks, then this is the show really for you. I mean, it draws, last year we drew people from 21 states and Illinois, so 22 states altogether, from all across the Midwest and Canada. We usually get 6,000 to 7,000 people come through there over a two-day period. You can spend a whole day and then some in there. And there's a lot of, you name it, you know, what you need for your business, you can find it there. Plus, we have Government Row. Government Row is neat because there you can talk to the people from Secretary of State, State Police, IDOT, the federal offices, Department of Revenue. If you got a tax issue, you talk to one guy. You got a license issue, you talk to somebody else. They're all right there, more than happy to talk to you because that's why they're there, and they enjoy doing that. We also do at the same time, we have what's called the Trucker's Pride Truck Beauty Contest. Now, this is guys with and girls with show trucks and with work trucks. And we winnow them down. We get down to the top 30 trucks, and they're on display at the truck show. And then we have the people's choice. You guys, you know, people come, they vote for the trucks, and that's how we pick the winners. We have a juried contest that is done by a jury, but then we also have the popular contests. So it's fun. Some guys are very creative on what they do, but if you want to see some really, really good-looking trucks, got to do the Truckers Pride Truck Beauty Contest.
And I hear that you're also doing a little derby.
It's called the Truckers Pinewood Derby. We have a full, you know, regulation-size Pinewood Derby track, and it's big kids and little kids. we tell them, you know, design the trucks the way you want them. Most of the people who do it make them a miniature version of their big truck. Saturday, we have the finals. Last year's winner was a 16-year-old girl. She called it My Little Pony, and it was a pink pony type of truck, and it won. And there's fun prizes, plus there's a donation to enter and everything like that, and the money goes to Boy Scouts of America and to Special Olympics. This year also, I think there's an effort for the Red Cross of the Greater Peoria area to help out on the tornado victims up there in Washington, Illinois.
Well, great. Sounds like a great chance for people to get involved in helping with that. And other than the fun and games, it seems like this is a good place for people to get any questions answered. I see that you have a few breakout sessions on the schedule here.
Yeah, there's a lot of information on the convention side. The convention side, the lead off is a general session on Friday morning is Ann Farrow, who is head of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. So if you've got an issue with a rule or a regulation, it's on her back. She's the one who heads the agency that implements all those rules and regulations. I'm sure we're going to be talking about driving time. So, I mean, I know that's going to be the big issue at that session. But again, we'll be talking probably about people asking issues about this medical merge issue. They'll be talking about when they're going to put these electronic recorders in trucks, different credentialing for entry-level drivers. I mean, there's just a whole ton of issues out there that we're dealing with. And this is a great opportunity for people, if they're interested, to really hear it straight from the official's mouth. That's where it's going to be at. It's going to be at that general session. But then all through the next 2 days, we do a lot of breakout sessions. We've got sessions on documentation and record keeping, if you're ever subject to an audit. Session on drug and alcohol testing regulations, if you do or don't know about them. Session on CDL program update that gets into all the issues with the commercial driver's license. One of the big issues we're dealing with right now is in regards to what we call rolling stocks, sales tax exemption. If a guy uses his truck, especially grain haulers, and they're using that truck to haul grain to the river terminal or to the rail terminal, the purchase of the truck and the parts should be exempt from sales tax when you buy the vehicle. But everybody's having real problems with the Illinois Department of Revenue right now on this issue. And this is more of a strategy session to find out who's having the problem. And then also a lot of involvement from the truck dealers at this session because of the fact that they're finding out that even though the rules haven't changed, the Department of Revenue seems to be changing the rules on a lot of people. And people who are buying this equipment are all of a sudden getting bills for $7,000 and $8,000 for back taxes. They need to fight it because they are exempt and the law is very clear on that. And, I mean, I could go on and on and on about sessions. There's a lot out there. If they're interested in finding out what else is going on at the convention, they can go to our website, www.midwesttruckshow.com, and the schedule is posted there. Gives them full details on what's going on, both days of the convention.
If you're interested in going to the Truck and Trailer Show, we are giving away free admission tickets. If you would like some, you can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com, and I will get you free admission tickets to the Truck and Trailer Show. That is January 31st and February 1st at the Peoria Civic Center. Again, that email address is angela@wsmiradio.com. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Farmers, meet your new hired hand. Country Financial is getting together with AgriVisor to package grain marketing and crop insurance to maximize farm income. With AgriVisor, there is finally a grain marketing management system that is dedicated to improving your bottom line. Combine it with crop insurance from Country, and you've got a winning combination. To find out more, contact your local Country agent, Wayne Schaefer, in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau is about more than farming. When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you help fight for quality education. Macoupin County Farm Bureau believes children with a good education are the key to our state's economic success. We work with state government, teachers, and parents to find newer and better ways to finance education, ensuring quality education for all. For more details, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau, where membership promotes quality education for our children.
Last night was the annual Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District meeting. Dan Towery, president of Ag Conservation Solutions in Lafayette, Indiana, was the guest speaker of the evening, there to talk about cover crops and soil improvement. Towery stressed that he sees a lot of change in the future of soil conservation.
Well, we've kind of been on this, whereas we're seeing the no-till acres increase, and now in the past 5 years or so, the interest in use of cover crops, and especially combining that with a no-till operation. It's all about making our soils healthier, making them more resilient to extreme weather events, trying to do all that we can to weatherproof our soils.
Towery said the goal of farmers should be making their soil work for them rather than working for their soil.
Most people look at soil as being inert objects just there to anchor the roots. Well, in fact, there's millions upon millions of different types of microbes in the soil. And in fact, we could not exist without those microbes. They're responsible for our granular soil structure, improving our aggregate stability. They are very important in our nutrient cycling. They're very important as increasing the moisture holding capacity. So in other words, if we can, kind of like the old Army slogan, you know, be all that you can be. If through management we can improve some of these soil properties, then if it turns hot and dry in August, for example, we can actually look at some fairly significant yield gains. Past couple of years, we've seen in 2012 with the big drought, we saw a 30-40 bushel yield increase in corn. Last year wasn't nearly as bad. We had good yields, but yet we're still seeing a 10 bushel yield increase. So, I mean, obviously we need a lot more acres, more plot work to substantiate that, but that's a pretty good return on investment. You know, we're looking at lower price corn, looks like. So it's not a type of thing you can do 1 year and expect immediate results. And one of the things, just observation, but the poorer the soil, soils that are low in organic matter, got compaction problems, have issues, we'll get a quicker response out of them than our good, dark, black prairie soils.
So how is Towery suggesting farmers start making sure their soils work for them? He says to start by optimizing the capture of sunlight and photosynthesis activity on that ground through cover crops.
Try to have something growing every day possible. It depends on how many acres you're farming, and it becomes a little bit more of an issue on rented ground than on land that you own. And you need to figure out what you can successfully manage, both in the fall and in the spring. But it's not like, I mean, we got guys doing up to 10,000 acres of cover crops. Now, they've got, you know, quite a few hired folks can help them both in the fall and the spring. It's like anything new. Start out small, gain experience, talk to other people who are successful. Don't expect it to hit a home run every time. Learn. Go to conferences, field days, talk to successful farmers, other folks that are very knowledgeable. Basically, it's doing your homework and you're stacking the deck to be successful.
Again, that was Dan Towery, president of Ag Conservation Solutions and guest speaker at last night's Soil and Water Conservation District annual meeting. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.